Hi, just gonna do a quick video today. I can't live stream because I don't have the Wi-Fi capability and I'm losing my voice. So I'm just going to show you something pretty cool. So here is a bit I did 2 nights ago about Islam.
I'm fine with Muslims, unless they're praying on an airplane. That's all I ask, man. You can stay, you don't have to be logged in a book. But just don't fucking pray on an active runway. I was talking to my Muslim buddy about that. I was telling him this because I don't know what to say, what not to say, apparently. He's like, "Why can't I fucking pray? You prayed on planes." I go, "Yeah, because my God is kind." I'm like, "I don't always hear God. In fact, I never have, but I know He's there because I feel grateful for my beautiful life, And He makes me want to be a better person, but your God makes you want to fucking blow up the airplane. So why don't you just pump the brakes a little on that?" He's like, "It's the same God." I'm like, "Is it?" "Don't get uncomfortable. I know this is Orlando, but it's fine. There's a mouse running around. I think you have different things to worry about. There's a giant mouse in a costume trying to grab your children. And you guys are like, 'Oh, concepts in a comedy club.' You have a giant mouse grabbing children. Disguised. If you're truly not racist, you keep sounding racist. Because I can't go with only, I only make fun of the whites. I can't do it. Because that's fucked up. Sorry. Not really, though. You can't make fun of Muslim. Yes, I can. They fucking dress their chicks up like ninjas. Can you imagine? Hear me out. Hear me out. Hear me the fuck out. If I came on stage in a fucking ski mask, no one's freaked out? It's not the religion, it's the face mask. If anyone has a counter argument, I'd love to hear it. Tell me why you should wear a mask on a plane while you're praying loudly.
And so this is why I do Why Didn't They Laugh? Because you guys give me good ideas. This part right here.
So why don't you just pump the brakes a little on that?
I was thinking about changing that part because I wanted it to be more plane related, not pumping the brakes. That's more like a car. And one of you guys gave me a great, I think it was either Herman or Windex, I can't remember who, but someone said something about a gate. So I did this last night.
One of my Muslim buddies, I was telling him that, I'm like, "How about we, check that bag at the gate?"
And that is how we work on jokes. It starts off with just big machete cuts. Then slowly you get into the scalpel and you really figure out what makes the joke funny. So yeah, hope you enjoyed it today. My special, hugepianist.com. You can get Feed the Bear. And I really hope I don't lose my voice because that's terrifying because I make a living with my voice. All right, I love you guys. Peace.